So look, if you want to grow your wealth, your income, and increase the amount of time off, then these are the shortcuts that can help. Welcome to the Wealth Creation Podcast.
Welcome to the show. Is it Monday today? Yeah, it is Monday today. So I've just been over to the UK and I flew over on Thursday and then we ran an event for my own clients, which was to do with content creation and sales funnels, marketing funnels, all of that good stuff. And then after we did that, went to Comic-Con, actually, which was really cool. If you've not been to Comic-Con before, which I hadn't, it was definitely an interesting experience. So I went with my mate Dave, and Dave was really not sure about it at all. He's like, it's just a bit weird. And I'm like, yeah, I get that, but that's fine. But it's really cool. So all the sci-fi stuff was there. We had Ewoks. They had Stormtroopers. They had people dressed as Jedis. They had people from Stargate there. So there's Jack O'Neill. Colonel Jack O'Neill was walking around. Not the actual guy, but the guy looked very much like him. And then there are people who are paid by it. And then all these other people turn up and they really go to town on how they dress up. And it's totally amazing how much effort people actually go to. People literally covered in green to look like what's-her-name out of Guardians of the Galaxy, who's green. It's just amazing. Superman, Spider-Man, Batman, Batwoman, everybody you can think of. I mean, like, total random stuff. Like, you know, in Captain America, you know Captain America's dancing girls? So someone turned up as that. You're just like, are you going as Captain America? No, one of the dancing. It's just totally weird and random and that kind of thing. But it's really cool. And I'm leading up to something here, by the way. So bear with me. So I was there. We did that. We went out Friday night, got drunk, ended up at Comic-Con a little bit later than we should have done because we got a little bit too drunk. And for someone who doesn't drink very often at all, it's like half a lager and I'm done. Anyway, so then I'm like, okay, I've got a couple of days to wait and then I've got National Achievers Congress, which if you've not done it yet, you can still go. I came back home early because I made a decision to not go, basically. The reason why I made this decision, I kind of came upon this idea that for me and where I am in life, I'm not in a business and desperate to make it work. I'm not in a job and desperate to leave that. I've been there and I've done both of those things. We've got a good business that works really well now on the content creation. That's really cool. The property stuff makes more money than the business does anyway. And really the business is just kind of me giving back to people who want to get to the stage that I'm at, but don't know how to do it. So we're able to create content for them and it gets them closer to their goals as well, which is really cool. But I was thinking about the type of person that's going to go to NAC. And that was definitely me going back a couple of years ago, even not even that far back. And maybe this is a sign of age. You know, I'm 47 now, and maybe it's this idea that actually I don't need to go do that stuff. I don't need to be in the crowd and woo, 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 who cares? And you meet Gary Vee and Grant Cardone. I've seen those guys speak before, and they're very, very good. But you know what we're going to say? Gary Vee's going to swear a lot. He's going to tell you to hustle. You know, we know that this is what Gary does. And his target audience isn't actually the people he's talking to at the NAC. Gary's very clever with it. His target audience is a guy that runs Pepsi, for example. But he knows that through driving all these people that follow Gary Vee, the guy at Pepsi gets to know about it because actually that is the same demographic as Pepsi's clients are. Like, think about that for a second. Think about how clever that actually is. Gary Vee, his target audience who go to watch him, I would say predominantly male, but obviously female too, but predominantly male, which means more than 50% are male, okay, predominantly, between the ages of 18 and 50, but like, and maybe not 50, maybe 40, okay? Now think about who drinks Pepsi and whatever else Gary Vee works for in terms of his companies. It's the same demographic. I think that's very, very clever. But we know what Gary's going to say. He's going to say, you've got plenty of time. Be patient. Don't listen to what other people are telling you to do. Go do whatever it is you want to do. But hustle, hustle, hustle 24/7. You work 8 hours at work and then you've got another 8 hours. And I kind of get that, but I've got a problem with it. And the problem for me is that this kind of hustle porn is like a benefits stream. It's like poverty porn on TV. It's very funny and it's easy to, you know, take the piss out of someone with no money. Just as it's very easy to take the piss out of someone who's gone dressed as an orc at Comic-Con. So as I'm walking through the station with these two girls, about 18, and we've got little pixie ears, and they looked amazing. They'd gone to town on the makeup and their outfits, and we had a sword hanging out with back, a plastic sword, and they looked amazing. But everywhere we went, people were just laughing at them. And I just found it really funny how, you know, imagine if that was a gay person or a person, a transgender person. And this is what used to happen in the 70s and 80s. Do you know what I mean? And here we are. It's like, why can't people just let people be people? If you want to go dressed as an orc, awesome. I love that. Go dressed as an orc. And I'm like, I'm going to go as Deadpool next year. I'm probably not, because I'm too fat for it, quite frankly. But if I get that weight off, I'd definitely go as Deadpool. But it's like, why do we have to put people down in this way? I just don't get it. It doesn't matter what your sexuality is, what your gender is, what you know, if you're a Trekkie or if you're into Lord of the Rings or if you're into football. How about we laugh at football fans? If you follow Leeds United, you should be laughed at. Do you know what I mean? It's bullshit. I don't like it. I don't like what society's turning into, where we have a mass of people who all think what's right and what's normal and what's abnormal in some way, and then we laugh at those people that are different in some way. I don't like it. How about we laugh at poor people? How about that? Well, we can't do that because poor people are the majority. There's very few people who are financially free. And we would never even dream of laugh at a home person. We would never even dream of that. But you laugh at entrepreneurs working 24/7 and people laugh at people dressed as orcs or whatever. It just doesn't make sense to me in 2019, where we should be live and let live. You want to dress up as a squirrel on a weekend? Awesome. Go for it. I love it. Fabulous. Not for me, but that's fine if that's what you want to do. And so, like, I'm not saying on the hustle stuff that you shouldn't be hustling, because I do believe that that is an aspect of your success. However, it is not the aspect of your success. It is one aspect of it. And so we were having a conversation about gender pay gaps. I don't believe there's a gender pay gap, because it's been illegal since 2007, 2008. For a man to get paid more than a woman for doing the same job. And so I was talking to a young chap who's 23, and he saw it from a different perspective, that there are different ways of paying people through pushing people up the management tree level and that kind of thing. And it was really interesting, and I was really open-minded to explain why I'm wrong, because I want to understand it. And it's very easy to go, well, there is no gender pay gap. And I actually can see some of it, but not in the way that it's being presented, okay? The probably one out of about 20 different reasons why there are differences in the number of female management and the number of male management. There's just differences. And so one of them is agreeableness, for example. Men are less agreeable than women, to quote Jordan Peterson here. This is not about gender pay gap, by the way, but I've got some points I want to get over here. And so being a successful entrepreneur also has about 20, I imagine. And I would not be surprised if they are actually the same things. So think about this. If you're an entrepreneur who has less agreeableness, okay, so if you go, hang on a minute, why are you not signing up? You need to sign up for this. It's good for you. And 5% of those people that get that message then sign up. As an entrepreneur, you're going to close more business than the next person who's less agreeable, or more agreeable, I should say. Because they will go, no, it's fine if you don't want to sign up. We understand. Whereas another person will go, no, what do you mean you're not signing up? Of course you need to sign up. You want success, don't you? And you want money and happiness and everything that goes with that. Yeah, of course you should sign up. That's agreeableness right now, right there. And it's about number 20, timekeeping, for example, is, and obviously you can't mix gender, although maybe men are more late than women. Maybe, I don't know. No idea. But entrepreneurs, those people who are better at timekeeping, are likely to be better entrepreneurs. Those people who are prepared to hustle 14 hours a day are likely to have better success than those who work 7 hours a day. But it's not guaranteed. Just because you're disagreeable, you could be too disagreeable, so you close no business. Does that make sense? So we have the Laffer curve, which is like a letter U. Imagine a letter U. When you reach this point, anything below that point is optimum. But when you go too far and you start coming up this other curve, that's the Laffer curve right there. So the Laffer curve is in the film Ferris Bueller's Day Off. At this point, that's where your maximum is, your most efficiency. And then you go around to this point and you've overshot your level of efficiency. So if you're hustling more than the person doing 7 hours, that is successful to a point, and then you get less of a success. Like, isn't that amazing? The fact that that happens, the fact that you can over-hustle, who tells you about that? Certainly not Gary Vee. And so Gary Vee is a unique individual with some unique personality traits that you or I haven't got, which neatly leads me on to Grant Cardone, who I also think is amazing. But Grant's got some real problems. And so the problems with Grant are he's got an addictive personality. He admits that. He was addicted to drugs and he was trying to find himself. He had an addiction to sex. He had an addiction to everything. He's just an addictive personality. And right now he's got an addiction to business. And so he does the hustle. Okay. Now, if you're trying to replicate what Gary Vee or Grant Cardone is trying to do, you cannot do that because you've not got the same addictive personality. So you're trying to replicate what they do and it's not working for you. And then you get frustrated, then you get fed up, then you get depressed, and then you go, well, this stuff doesn't work. That's because you need to find what works for you, not what works for Gary Vee or Grant Cardone. I'm hoping this makes sense because this is really powerful stuff. Be you. Be whoever you want to be. You know, when I speak on stage, I'm not a Tony Robbins. I say, I'm not that kind of person. I don't like having a strict set thing to talk about, just like when I go live. Like, am I live better? Maybe. Am I happier? Not really. I like to go off on tangents. Oh, well, you know, you shouldn't go off on tangents. And you wave your arms far too much. And you sound Norman. Yeah, I'll just get rid of all that and just be like everybody else, shall I? And it's the same for you. Don't be like everybody else. Find what's working for you and experiment with what works for you. So on the fasting protocol, for example, I've tried fasting for 65 hours, and yes, I can do it. But actually, I don't seem to lose that much weight. Or I can eat for just 2 hours a day, and actually, I still lose weight. And we've just been out over in Leeds, and I ate so much chocolate and French fancies and Turkish delight, about 8 of them. I mean, I was proper scoffing it. I come back, I weigh myself, I measure my waist, nothing's changed. Isn't that amazing? So find what works for you. Like other people, they come back, they're like, they put on 18 stone just for about 1 weekend, you know? We had loads of beer, we had loads of bad food, Indian food, Chinese food, so much crappy food, it was off the scale, which is a thing that I do because I've got a bit of an addictive personality sometimes too. When I go back to England, scoff it all. But I found what works for me on weight loss, and what that works for me might not be the same thing that works for you. Just as in my business, I need Netflix. I want a Netflix and chill between 2 and 4 o'clock, not necessarily for 2 hours, but I might just, before everybody comes home from work, the missus and the little one, I might stick on Netflix for half an hour just to unwind the day before I move on to the next phase of the day, which is playing with the little one. If that's what works for you or me, then that's what you should embrace. And this is one of the problems with being an entrepreneur, because we have all this hustle porn, hustle, hustle, hustle. That's all you should be doing, hustle, hustle, hustle. And it's complete and utter bollocks. You shouldn't be hustling. You should be doing some of the hustle on your terms when it's right for you to do the hustle, not all the time. And it's up to you to work out what this is. So I've just printed off my, and I've not done it for a couple of weeks, but I've just printed off my weekly sheet. And I'm still working out whether me doing a weekly sheet is a good result for me, because usually the stuff that I do isn't task-based. Do this, tidy up this, put this away, create this video. It's usually not that task-based. It's usually project-based, so a week isn't enough. But if I do them on a monthly basis, then that would work better. And actually, so we're testing this. I don't know what the answer is. You don't know what the answer is for you unless you've tested it. And you should be testing every single thing that you do. For me, on the weight loss, I kind of know what I should be doing now. If I can eat between 6:30 and 8:30, just 2 hours every night, in a month, I'm going to lose a kilo. And you know what? I might lose 1/2 inch. So basically in 6 months' time, I've lost 6 kilos and 3 inches off the tummy. Perfect. I'm more than happy with that. Like, if I'd lost double that, would I be happier? Maybe. But that's the laffer curve. My efficiency over a period of time, and it has to be over a period of time, because if you can only do it for a couple of weeks and then you put it all back on, what's the point? It has to tie into your lifestyle. So me not going to the NAC this week and being away from family for a whole 8 days, at the time I thought it was a good idea, and then now I realize it wasn't a good idea. But then the other thing I realised as well is that I also need that break in my lifestyle, going somewhere for a couple of days. And I've done this before. It's like going on various training courses. It's like a little pit stop, and I come back, I'm full of it, and I get loads of stuff done. And then that wears down over time. And then the next month or the following month, I go on something else, and I'm peak efficiency, and then it wears down. Okay, so maybe that works for you too. And for other people, that doesn't work. They go on something for 6 months, and then straight away afterwards, they can't get back into the business, and it takes them a while to build up again. And then they go on something in six months, and then the efficiency drops. You've got to work out what's the right thing for you. You've got to work out what's the level of hustle, what's the level of content. Like, don't get me wrong on content. I know for a fact that if we tripled the amount of content that we put out, live videos, we would increase our results. It's just the way that content goes. You know, if you have 300 people watching you versus 1,000 people watching you, it's a very big difference. And we know that the answer is yes. So there's some stuff that you can do that is external based, but this is not what this is about. This is about what is working for you in your life. I worked two jobs for a lot of my time, and that worked very, very well because I could work 9 to 5 on one job and then 6 till 10 on another job and weekends. And the switch between working two jobs mentally, it wasn't the same job all day, every day, you know, 8 till 10, 9 in the morning till 10 at night and weekends have driven me insane. But other people, that's all they need. So this is the point I'm getting at. You've got to find what's going to work for you, not what works for Gary Vee, not what works for Grant Cardone. Grant Cardone on his private jet, homeschools the kids, spends the time with the kids. That might work for Grant. I guarantee that's not going to work for everybody else. Like for me, living here in Spain and then going back to the UK, I love that. And I've spoken to people like, oh, I could never live overseas. I love where I'm like, but it rains all the time and it's great. Everyone's grumpy and going, I know, I love it. Awesome. That's what worked for them. And if dressed up as Deadpool or a fluffy squirrel or an Ewok or a Jawa, we saw a Jawa, which was really cool. And we saw the Emperor from Star Wars, and he was very, very grumpy as well. And I took a picture of a stormtrooper, and the stormtrooper was telling me off. It was really awesome. I loved it. And I love the fact that people are doing what they want to do. But you've got to find, hey, Radoslav, you've got to find what is going to work for you in your lifestyle, whatever that happens to be. It's 2019. You're dressed up as a squirrel on a weekend. Perfect. There is probably Facebook groups for that. Awesome. You can be, do, or have anything that you want, but you've got to do this on your terms. And you've got to decide what those terms are going to be, and you go ahead and implement that. So that will do us for today. I hope that's useful, very impassioned video there, but I hope that's useful. I hope you can take that on board and use it in your lifestyle to create the lifestyle that you want to create. And I'm experimenting with mine and working out what do I want more of. I love going out. Like we got so drunk on Friday night. Friday night was it. I couldn't even drink on Saturday night, so we ended up just staying in. I had an early night when I came home, so I literally flew into Birmingham and went out Friday night. It was awesome. I loved it. And we're going to do more of that. And we're now booking different stuff and looking at what we can do. One of them's Gobli Tepe, but it's too close to the Syrian border, but it's a 14,000-year-old archaeological find. Predates Sumeria and the Egyptians and all of that good stuff, Babylon and all of that kind of thing. That's amazing. I'm really interested in that stuff, and it's perfect. So we might just go over for a couple of days, not too long, because we don't want to get kidnapped and held a hostage. I don't know how that stuff works. 80 miles from the Syrian border, because it's in Turkey. But really interesting. Find what works for you. We're looking at yoga retreats, personal development stuff, which I love anyway and have loved for the last 20 years. But find something that works for you, and let me know what that's going to be. Thank you. I hope you enjoyed that one, and we'll speak to you. We're live on Wednesday again. We're going to talk about property. If you've got any questions on property, come and join me, Ben, and we'll speak to you then. Have a good day and a great week, folks, and we'll speak to you soon. My name's Dan Latta. Take care.
Hey, it's Dan here. Thank you for listening. Really appreciate each and every one of you. Please click like or subscribe to the entire podcast.